what? You never like my slow clap.
Well, we never use it. I mean, maybe you use it every once in a while, but I don't.
I use it all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
in actual production.
Sometimes I've left it in there though.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, I never leave it in there.
I know. So, should we tell everybody who we are?
I mean, I
what
guess.
What this is? And I what guess. Episode we're on?
You might as well, because we normally don't. We have no sound effects. We have no nothing.
You know, we could remedy that. Like, episode... Okay, so this is episode 97.
Holy shit.
Of Eyes Forward March, the podcast. Brought to you by Cigar and Senor Bacon.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. And here we are.
Here we are.
As I shuffle like papers around.
Like an ad for a Tesla or some shit.
Right. Well, you'll have that.
But yeah.
What is new?
I passed the hazmat course.
Well, that's good. Yeah.
Yeah. That was 2 weeks of brain melting fun.
I can only imagine. I've known a few people that have gone through the hazmat course down in Arkansas. Okay. And everybody that I know who has gone to that course has said that's excruciating, and you're there. It's like the one course you go there to actually study.
Yeah. Yeah. You have to apply yourself. There's four different reference manuals that you learn.
Right.
You know, so you have the 49 CFR, which is like the DOT regulation. And then you have IMDG, the IATA, and the AFMAN. So all fun
the
things.
AFMAN, that sounds like a rapper.
It does. It's the Air Force manual. So our class, my class, was slightly unique, as we were taught by a Navy petty officer, chief petty officer, so Navy E7. We were being taught Air Force material by a Navy NCO to Army people.
Okay. I mean, it should be the same, though, right?
It is. It's just comical how it works. So.
Yeah, I could see that.
But, yeah. What about you? What's new for you? Yes, you were saying you married a couple people off.
Right. Yeah, I did. I officiated a wedding, on the 29th of February. So had that going for me. Been pretty busy at work trying to avoid complaints and keep people's benefits in check and all that good stuff. And it like today, I slept in a little bit and the wife's like, oh my God, like, are you going to get out of bed today or what? And I'm like, well, yeah, I am. However, comma, I need my sleep.
Right.
And, she realized after I pointed it out to her that today's daylight savings time. So it actually looks like I slept an hour longer than I actually did.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Uh-huh. So that was cool. And, then I went downstairs and I reorganized my server rack, kind of put everything in order where it should be, reconfigured one of my servers, and worked on one of my websites, you know. So I wanted to go to the range today. Didn't happen.
Didn't make it.
No, but I did get a lot of things that needed to be done accomplished. So I'm happy about that.
That's good. We ended up down in Jamestown, the first colony established in like 1607.
Okay.
So it's literally 400 and something years old down there. So,
well, there you
that
go.
That was interesting.
Yeah. You're kind of one of those guys that's into history and visiting places like that.
Well, I am. And it's here. So might as well take advantage of it.
Right. What else do you have to do?
Exactly, especially on the weekends. And it's been raining. It fucking rains here all the damn time.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
Yep. Better than snow, but...
I don't know. I can dress for snow.
Yeah, I guess true.
Can't really dress for the rain.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
At least when it snows, right?
Yeah.
You can make a snowman. When it rains, you can't make a rain man.
Right. Yeah, you can't make a rain man. You're right.
Definitely not on Saturdays. Definitely not on Saturdays.
Yeah, it would just, being the type of person that I am, you know, I'm not the kind of guy that likes to go out and see the sights necessarily. I'm the type of person that likes to sit in my little hole and keep myself occupied. So it would be really hard for me to do all the computer shit that I like to do, the guitar stuff and the ham radio. And it'd just be really hard for me to keep myself busy.
Yeah.
I'd probably end up running like mega marathons or something just for something to do.
Yeah. No, I ran a 5K down in Newport News just for something to do.
So. Yeah. I think, didn't you mention that last episode?
Yeah. Yeah, actually, I got a medal out of that deal. Just like a participation medal, but...
Right, right.
I still got one.
Here's the thing. A lot of people don't really like the whole participation medal.
Yeah.
Because you're paying for it, right? Okay, maybe not in a military type of setting necessarily, but, you know, like when I used to run the Damned to DSM, which is a half marathon around here... As long as you cross the finish line, you got a medal. It was a participant, and you can see him behind me.
Yeah.
The audience can't. But as long as you cross the finish line, you got a participation trophy. Hey, it still says I did that.
Yeah,
I like it.
Well, you're getting an award or reward for doing your personal best. You know.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. Have you ever seen? There's a company out there. It's all online. So you log on, you register, and they have all these runs, everything from 2 miles all the way up to who knows how many miles. And it's got this theme or whatever. And you register for it, and it might cost you, let's just say, $65, but you go out there and you run and you track it. So it's kind of on an honor system, right?
Mm-hmm.
Theoretically, if you really want the medal, you could just pay the money. Tell them you ran the distance and they're going to send you the medal.
Right.
But I kind of like that, you know, and I think for me, it's, hey, I'm putting X number of dollars on the line here.
Right.
I'm going to finish it so that I get my medal to show that I've done it.
Right. Yeah, you know? That's true.
That's just me. I like the idea because it's motivational. You know, I mean, I have honor, I guess, so I'm not going to cheat the system, but you, there people do, and that's fine. Yeah, I mean, you paid for it.
Yeah, I got a t-shirt and 2 beer tickets that turned into 4 beer tickets, so.
Well, that's crazy.
Yeah, so ended up getting a pretty good buzz before noon.
Yeah, that's the way the Damned DSM is, but it's always on drill weekend. Every single year, it's on drill weekend. So yeah. I'm able to basically get a half a day off to go run because it starts at, I want to say it starts at 8 o'clock, and I usually finish between 10:30 and 11, run home, shower, and then I can be at work by, you know, say noon.
Is that a, must be a half?
It is a half, yeah.
Okay. I'm not quite there yet.
Again. Oh, I'm... Ever since... Here's the thing. Ever since we met, as I was calling for dinosaurs, and then the pandemic hit, I have not worked out. I have just been a bum. And I was talking to... because the department I work for, they want to do a 60-day challenge, you know... of course, with the ACFT kind of towards the, last third. And it's 100 miles in 60 days is basically what it is. So they came to me and they're like, okay, so we've done this in the past. And last year they did it. And the reward for hitting your 100 miles was an ice cream party. And nobody cared.
Okay.
Yeah. Nobody cared. So they're like talking about, well, maybe we could do time off, you know, like maybe a half day or something like that. I'm like, nobody cares. Really, what you need to do is you need to kick this off, right? You want participation? Shut down the office for an hour and a half. Have everybody bring their PTs and we're all going to do a 2-miler at your own pace, whether you run or walk. This yeah. way, everybody on day one gets on the board. Now it's up to you whether you want to continue to do it or not. You're forcing everybody to get started. And that's the hardest part.
Like once a month, just do a 2-mile event.
No, it's only 60 days long, this right? So my suggestion was, so in our state, we're authorized 3 hours of PT a week.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, same.
But if you are doing 5 hours, most leaders are not going to say shit as long as your work is still getting done.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I'm the policy holder. So in my team, it's like you're authorized 3 hours a week. That's what you're going to get paid to do is 3 hours a week. You're not going to get paid for the additional 2 hours because in my mind, if you do PT 5 days a week, you should be a PT stud.
Yeah, you should be.
And when I do better at PT height, weight, when I utilize zero of my authorized hours, and I do better at the ACFT and height and weight than you do. Tell me how it makes sense that you get 5 hours a week. It doesn't make sense. So what I said is put it on the schedule for 2 hours a week. It doesn't interfere with your 3 hours that you're authorized. These are two additional hours that you can do as a group, not on your own, as a group, and that counts, right? So
yeah,
I might not be able to make both times a week. Maybe I can only make the Tuesday one, but I can't make the Thursday because of a scheduling conflict. But if you only do it once a week, and I can't make that because of a scheduling conflict, chances are, I don't care, I'm done. But if I know that I can make one out of the two, or if I can make both, great. I'm like, you can't just sit there and say, hey, we're going to do this competition on your own. Go ahead and do some PT and log things. Make it part of the day. And oh, surprise, you don't have to give a prize at the end if you don't want to, because you gave everybody an additional 2 hours a week to do PT.
Right.
And I know. If you really want to, at the end, out of the 20 or 30 people that'll participate, maybe four will make it to the 100 miles, right? So those four people, let's go out and freaking do a pizza buffet or something like that.
Sure. Like I know the unit I'm in, they created a challenge to run, let's just call it 140 miles in a year.
Okay.
Because that's very close to what numbers would be assigned to my unit.
Sure. So 1 mile per person.
Well, no. So you sign up on like Strava on this app. Mm. And then however you do it, people take a picture of the treadmill, or like my Garmin connects automatically to Strava.
Right. I've heard of it. Yeah.
So, and then it tracks annually. So you look at how many miles you've ran for the year, and then that'll get, so I think all you get out of that is a t-shirt saying that you did the challenge.
Cool.
So, yeah.
But, and here's my thing though, is if your commander will authorize you to wear that t-shirt during the ACFT or while you're conducting PT, hell yeah.
All right.
I'd rather wear that t-shirt that I earned than the black one that everybody else is wearing, say, Army.
Man, I will tell you, the Army really needs to unfuck themselves, because like the PTs on the shirt and the shorts, right? So a big thing down here is they want serviceable PTs.
Okay.
And, well, that word army is just screen printed on there. Oh, and so yeah. After 10, 20, 100, whatever it is, washes, that fucking lettering starts to wear off, especially on the shorts. And yeah. The shirt starts to crack. Well, then they start throwing a conniption about it.
But that's active duty, though, right? Because everybody on active duty gets a clothing allowance per right. year, right? Though it not be that much compared to what it costs to get the clothing, because somehow, some way, a certain seller of uniforms can raise the prices every single year if they want to, but that doesn't reflect what the clothing allowance is.
Right.
I get a clothing allowance. I couldn't go out and buy my dress uniform based on that clothing allowance. Now, granted, I'm not spending. Here's the reality of it. Nobody actually spends that clothing allowance on clothes.
No.
You know.
But
that's what it's there for. Your M-Day, your National Guard soldiers who are going to an active duty post for training, they don't get that allowance. And the supply system sucks. The word Army across your shirt is all broken apart and brittle and almost not even legible. Take that into your supply sergeant and be like, I need a new shirt. See what happens. You're either going to get told there's no money, or you're going to get told, all right, we'll submit the order. And if they order it, we'll see how long it takes for that new shirt to come in. Because what is it, every 6 years or every 8 years or something like that is when a National Guardsman is supposed to be able to recycle a complete issue, but there's no money for that.
There's never any money. So I think it's what I always did was as it wore out, I would just go and replace it.
Yourself.
I would take it and DX it, you know.
Yeah.
So I would wear one uniform basically because I'm only wearing it, 54 times a year,
right,
or whatever. And so when that one wore out, I just take that into supply and, hey, can I get a new one? Knowing full well I have 3 full sets at home that are fine.
Right. Yeah.
And I would just rotate the next one. Right. And by the time you get through all that.
But how many PTs do you get?
Two.
Two.
Oh, yeah, no, I had to go buy fucking PTs for walks, mm-hmm. you know. You're doing laundry every night.
Oh, yeah. So. Yeah, and then as an officer, you're automatically, whether you're National Guard or not, as an officer, you are responsible for your own clothing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I get it. But so that kind of makes sense why, I guess, in an officer type of scenario, yeah, your uniform doesn't look presentable. But, yes, you're right on your point. But they're not high quality. They're not designed to last. It's not a 25 or 30, or I think one of my PT shirts, which is a moisture wicking material and says Army on it, I think that was $40. And one has lasted less than the one that was issued to me.
Interesting. Do you wear that one more?
My moisture wicking, yeah, absolutely. I mean, the military issued PT t-shirt is like wearing a wool jacket. It's so thick, it's so heavy, and as soon as you start sweating, your body can't breathe. So it makes more sense to me to buy a moisture wicking material that my body can breathe in.
Oh yeah, 100%. So yeah, because the regular PTs are like, you get done sweating in them and they're just disgusting.
Yeah, they're like 90% cotton and 10% trash bag. They're
basically,
they're just horrible. They're thick, they're heavy. They're not even cut right.
They are better than the ones we got when we came in.
Oh, the old grays? The
Daisy Duke cut shorts.
See, I didn't mind those.
Okay.
I didn't mind them. Were they hideous? Yes, absolutely.
Well, that shirt weighed 100 pounds when you were done.
Well, in basic training, when you're 18 years old, it's probably helpful that it weighs 100, you know? True. But now that I'm older and I need to save every gram of weight I possibly can. So, yeah. Yeah. I don't know. The uniforms are jagged. I have four uniforms. I still only have one uniform top with my current rank sewn on it.
Okay.
I need to take the other three in, but I really don't want to because, in all honesty, I need all new uniforms. Because the four uniforms that I have, I bought at Fort Knox when I went to MOSQ. I bought two of them at MOSQ, and then the other two I bought a few months later when I went back for ALC. So we're talking, let's see, 6 years, 6 to 7 years ago.
Okay.
You know, and I think they've shrunk a little bit. I mean, I've put on a little bit of weight, but in the past 6 years, I've probably floated right there around the 195 to 205. I kind of float around there.
Sure.
But still, even when I'm down to that 194, 195, my uniforms still feel tight.
Okay.
So I think it's time to get new uniforms, but I can't buy new uniforms. I can't just walk into my local post exchange and buy uniforms. I don't know why, because AFES wants to sell more alcohol than uniforms. So the closest place I can get uniforms is the Air Force Exchange, 2.5 hours away.
Sure. That happens.
Yeah. What I think I need to do is just actually,
how far is Kansas?
What post are we talking?
Fort Riley.
Fort Riley. I have no idea, to be honest with you. It's got to be 3 hours.
Or more, probably.
Yeah, or more. I mean, what I probably just need to do is just order them online and hope to God they fit. Because, they're all made by the blind.
Yeah, which explains why they don't fit.
Right. Yeah, I bought four uniforms from that say the exact same size from the exact same place, and they all fit just a little differently. But whatever. I do need to take a trip to an active post at some point and just go to the clothing and sales and get new uniforms.
Yeah, I suppose you could find, yourself an actual air base or even a Navy, port or something you could run to.
I don't think there's any ports close by.
but, Chicago.
Yeah, I guess maybe. I don't know. But yeah, I do need to. Actually, it'll probably be for a conference or something that I need to go to. I'll probably try to, that's what I did. We have a regional conference. And right now they're looking at hosting it in my state. And I was talking to my branch chief and I'm like, hey, let's host this at one of the states that has an active duty post where we can go uniform shopping.
any of them except where you're at or mine.
Yeah.
But
so what else is new?
Man, not a whole lot. Just personalities are starting to come out. Here.
No, I bet.
And
for the better or for the worse?
For the worse, of course.
Of course.
People at military schools are not like bourbons or wines. They do not get better with time.
No. They don't.
They are skunk ass beer. It just gets worse.
Yeah.
The attitudes and the ego and the I was active duty, blah, 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 blah. And I did all this shit and you're less than me. And it's like, bro.
Who cares where you've been, what you've done? We're all here right now. Yeah.
We're all at phase zero right now. So,
yeah.
You did miss the Culinary Excellence Expo or whatever the fuck it is that they do here.
I don't know if I would say that I missed it. as much as.
So, I went down to the little bar here on Friday night, did my hazmat celebration. I passed, got right. myself a drink, and in walks this British guy and a British girl, and they said that they won. So they have they bring in I thought they had Germans here and then the British, and I'm not sure who else, but
oh yeah,
they brought in for this event. So
that's the thing. I mean, I make fun of that post and the horrible food and how can it be the culinary center of excellence? But when you're at school, at least when we were there, it was all contractor fed.
Yeah.
It's not the school of culinary arts there. It's 92 Golf is a cook.
Yeah.
They send people there that typically that can legitimately cook.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, sometimes.
On other times. The Navy chief petty officer that we were working with said that the Navy is bringing in tens.
I don't know. Oh, 10
people
star.
That scored a 10 on their ASVAB.
Well, okay. Look.
And they're making them cooks.
Okay.
And ordnance people.
Right. Well, we talked about this not too long ago where, you score 10, they'll still bring you in, right?
Yeah.
I get the whole ASVAB thing, but I'll be honest with you. There are some people who are legitimately smart. They're just horrible, horrible test takers.
Yeah.
But I don't necessarily like the idea of the ASVAB is going to tell me how smart you are. Because I've met some people that have been book dumb, but street right. smart.
Right. But I don't know that I would bring in people that are failing the ASVAB and make them cooks.
Well,
you could legitimately kill somebody.
Right.
Or ordnance.
No, I know.
You, again, could legitimately kill somebody.
Right, yeah. That's the running joke here is, because we do have an influx of you scored so low, literally the only thing you could do is be a cook. And everybody's like, if you don't know what hand soap is, you should not be a cook. But at the same right. time, the very few occasions where we use our cooks, all they have to do is boil a pre-served or a pre-sealed bag.
You take the tin, you boil it, you lift the lid off, and you slop out the goulash.
Yeah, exactly. So there's really no
real cooking involved.
Right.
Yes, I get that, but
yeah, it's basically
same time
oversized MREs.
Yeah, the UGRs.
Yeah,
that's all that is.
Mm-hmm. And I hate the MREs. I really do.
We've talked about this.
Yeah,
you would go buy a Mountain House, and get
yeah.
two meals out of it.
Yep, and it's one bag of trash.
True.
They annoy the piss. We do these things at work because I work up in the G suite, right?
Yeah.
So we just had a random Taco Tuesday or whatever it was, and this person is responsible for chorizo. This person, everybody, I signed up for drinks. So I bought 3 12 packs of soda.
Okay.
And everybody's like, I don't participate in those. I don't eat when it's bring your own potluck.
Okay.
And everybody's like, well, why not? Blah, 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 blah. Well, I don't know what your living conditions are. I don't know how clean you are. Now, I'm not the cleanest guy in the world. Don't get me wrong. But I don't know what your conditions are. I've literally gone over to a person's house, ate my food, really great lasagna meal. I was done. I'm like, what do you want me to do with my plate? They grab it and they hand it to the dog to lick. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
Doing the dishes.
Right. Now, I'm sure they throw in the dishwasher and soap goes on. But I that's not me. I don't like that. I don't know what your living conditions are. I don't know how you keep it. I don't want to touch your food.
Yeah.
And my best friends know that when we do those things, even when we have it at my house, we have an event at my house and everybody brings everything from everywhere, I still barely eat.
So they used to want at the shop I'm in, they would want to do a weekly cookout or payday weekly or, you know, pay week cookout or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Which was great.
Yeah, we did it for a while. When I was at the battalion level, we'd do it every Thursday. Everybody'd throw in $5. We'd run to the store, grab a bunch of beef, hamburgers, hot dogs. We'd grill out.
Sure. Yeah. Which was great. Until people were making actual hamburgers, like with ground beef and patties, and the meat was not cooked.
Yep. Oh, it's a legit thing.
Yeah. And I'm like, fuck this. Fuck that. You guys are going to get somebody sick. And I'm not taking sick leave because fuck it. Billy Bob can't cook a hamburger and he's 40 years old. Or the worst one was, this is horrible. The boss, he made an egg bake. He started it, cooked it like halfway at his house in his oven. Threw the lid, some foil lid over the top of it. Drove a half hour into work. And then we don't have an oven. So he put it in like the grill to cook it the rest of the
way. Wow.
Opened it up. It was just fucking like army eggs, like soup. Just disgusting. And I'm like, this is it. I can't do this.
Yeah.
I cannot. Or people would like, you know, it was like a thing. It was like, oh, $5, nothing more than $5, right? And it was like $7.50, $8.
Yeah, because everything's getting more expensive. Yeah.
Well, yeah, so I kiboshed that. I'm like, fuck it. We're not doing this shit. Yeah. This is retarded. Plus, these fuckers will stand up there and they'll, between cooking and do dishes, they'll burn half a day.
Easily.
They don't take fucking leave for it.
Yep.
They put it all poured towards direct labor. Like, fuck you.
Yep.
We ain't doing that shit.
That's what, when I was at the battalion, the master sergeant grilled once. And after that, I was like, no, you're not grilling anymore. And because you just burnt everything. So that was me. Like every week I was firing up the grill and every week I'm like, shit. Cause it was a community grill, community propane. And of course it just always happened to be empty when I went to grab it. So now I got to go fill it. That was on my dollar.
Yeah.
And then I'm spending, by the time I, you know, clean, grill the food, serve the food, get everything re-cleaned, put away. You're right. It's a half a day.
Right.
You know, so I don't mind, getting up from my desk, every once in a while for a minute to sing happy birthday or, you know, have a quick conversation. But yeah, the whole, Taco Tuesday at work, which, you know, you're technically only authorized 30 minutes, but because where we are, it's usually an hour, but now it's Taco Tuesday. So it ends up being 2 hours plus for some individuals.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry that, you said, I don't know what your living conditions are.
Yeah. And like these guys, they would, you know, the supervisors would bitch about, well, your production, your man hours, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, we're literally fucking off 4 hours a day, once a week, and you're bitching about our backlog? Fuck you. How about you manage your time?
True.
Manage your employees. You know, like, game over. I will not sit there idly while you bitch about backlog and you want to spend 4 hours cooking?
Yeah.
No.
Well, and then but here's the thing. Your mentality is, I'm not going to waste my time. I can use this time to get to do work. And now you're an outcast because you're not standing there sitting around joking with everybody else.
Yeah.
You know,
100%. I made that a long time. I won't get a time off award at work because I work.
Yeah.
I work too hard.
How's that make sense?
That makes sense. So.
Yeah. It's the same thing. Like I have a technician who, you know, he does his job well. He could definitely increase his productivity because he's like a clock. He shows up an hour late every single day because PT. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, he's got to have his morning break, and then he's got to have his lunch break, and then he's got to have his afternoon break. And then what always gets me, and I don't say anything because whatever, it's not the time, right? But it's like 15 minutes before the end of the day, he'll log off his computer, walk all of his shit out to his car, and then come back in. Like, why don't you just wait 15 minutes and take it all with you when you leave?
At the end of the day.
Right. Yeah. But, you know, I only have one technician, and I can't rate one technician.
Right.
So, I don't know. He does his job.
He's a three.
Right. But look, I want the guy to make more money, and I've told him, like, I want to rate you fairly.
Right.
But at the same time, like, I mean, yeah, you're right. You're a three because you do your job. I can count on you.
Well, the dumbest thing that who runs that My Biz did was they went, and instead of being 1 through 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, they went 1, 3, and 5.
Yeah. Well, so and I don't
you're
know.
You're either a piece of shit.
Yeah. Or, well, it's three levels. You either don't meet standard, you meet standard, or you exceed standard.
Yeah. And they don't hardly give fives out. So if I do 200 work orders a year and you do 10, we're both threes.
Right.
So guess what that's called? That's called socialism.
Well, yeah, here's my thing is, like, you know, and I told him, I'm like, you know, my technician got robbed last year. And he got robbed because of all the turnover and all that shit that happened. I'm like, we'll get you squared away this year, guy. But same time, like, if you weren't here, I'd be lost in the sauce. But at the mm-hmm. same time, you could be much faster. Like, I mean, but I sit there and say, hey, I want my guys to be faster. But at the same time, I love the fact that my guys, they don't stress about shit. It's like, I'm here. I'm going to do my work. I'm going to take care of the soldier as best as I can. I'm going to go home.
Yeah.
You know, they've both got family. So I'm not going to ask them to go home and be like, hey, when you get home, log onto your computer and do this and do that and do this. I'm not.
No,
I'll do that.
I got connection issues.
Well, am I cutting out?
No.
Oh, you're.
No, just I'm fine. Saying. I am.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
You haven't cut out to me.
Oh, good. No. I'm saying, like, if you ask me to work at home, I'll try one day and be like, yeah, I've got connection issues. I can't. The VPN won't.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, 100%. And I've totally. Yeah. I have told people that, yeah, like, you're not paying for my internet connection. Yeah. You're not, like,
what? Unless that soldier is being just horribly fucked over, they can wait.
Well, and if they're getting fucked over that bad, that's why I get paid to take care of it.
Right.
You know,
it's not a GS7's job. Or GS9.
Right, yeah.
Some guy making $22 an hour.
Right.
That, his fucking job. He don't care.
But even in my E6 AGR, I even tell him, like, hey, man, I mean, he's at school right now. He's doing MOSQ. And he's doing freaking regular, normal job work. And I'm like, man.
Yeah.
Nobody, don't do it. What I need you to do in your spare time is learn Power BI or learn something new. So that right. when you come back, like, I can hold down the fort till you get back. I need you to spend your free time learning something new.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but anyway, we've rambled on now we're 43 minutes.
No, nice.
I mean, by the time I edit this, it'll be 15, but.
You know, you worry too much about the time.
I do.
Just make it sound good. Get it whatever under an hour and send it.
No. I'm not. Yeah. I don't care what the final time is. I just don't want to record 60 minutes and have to cut out 30. I don't want to have to edit 60 minutes.
Yeah, true. So you're especially saying we should wrap it up.
We should wrap it up. Yeah. Because we'll never get to episode 98 if we don't finish episode 97.
Maybe. We did record into 2 days one time.
We did, yeah. Well,
one time.
Let's not.
Let's not do that. That's a long more time. All right, man. Until next time, stop rooting, my friends.
Such an easy outro. See everybody in 2 weeks.
Yeah. Deuces.